And good evening, I'm Mangino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. This is the most important hour you are ever going to listen to if you or someone you know and love is dealing with back pain, neck pain, bulging discs, herniated discs. And we're talking about pain that is beyond the ability to be treated with anything that has that's currently out there with traditional standard of care, because people are looking at, you know, what can I do? What can I do? And they just can't find the right solution. And now people are looking at surgeries. And Dr. Rafferty at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is here tonight to tell you that surgery that you are contemplating is not what you necessarily have to do. And that's the greatest part about this show, Doc, is that you are able to give people who feel as though they've exhausted all that's out there another reason for great hope, that not that they can just manage the pain that they're living with, but they can be restored back to a place of health that they just never imagined they'd be able to get to.
That's so true, Mangino. Thank you for having me on tonight. It's great to be here.
Of course. The issue of discs and what people are dealing with and what the struggles are. What's happening with their discs in their backs and in their necks that's causing them the problems in the first place? What's happening inside their body?
Well, the first thing that I always like our patients to know is the reason why you've been disappointed so many times, and the reason why you're always looking for the next thing to try, is because everything that you've tried and everything they're going to offer you as a disc patient is geared towards pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the treatments that they're offering you were never designed to fix the problem or heal the disc. And that's the difference. That's what makes what we're doing at the Disc Institute so unique, is we are able to actually fix the problem and get the disc to heal.
Okay, so what is the problem that they're dealing with?
Well, what ends up happening is somewhere in the patient's timeline, you had to have traumatized the spinal joint, either a hard fall, heavy lifting, an auto accident, awkward lifting, sports injury, you name it. Something happened that traumatized the joint. And the way the body is designed is you have a mechanism that's designed to bring circulation into your disc.
Okay.
Because the disc is avascular, this mechanism, it's called the pump mechanism. It's the physiology of the disc, and it's designed to bring circulation into the disc. And once you traumatize the joint, the movement necessary for that joint to bring that circulation to the disc is lost. What happens when you traumatize a joint, that's tissue that normally supports the joint and keeps it freely moving and everything, mm-hmm. is disrupted. Sometimes it's torn, sometimes it's stretched. But the body, when it notices, you know, when this trauma happens, and, you know, if you think back, anybody who's listening, when you think it might have happened to you, notice how much pain you were in, how much spasm you had, how swollen everything was. Well, that was the body's response to protect itself. Now, think about it. When something's unstable, your body knows that it's vulnerable for further damage. So what's it going to do? That instability is going, the body's response to that instability is to lock it down.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is that normal movement of the joint that is designed to create that circulation is going to be lost. As the joint locks down with scar tissue, et cetera, from that point forward, without good circulation, that disc is living tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't get good circulation to that tissue, it's like any other tissue of the body. It's not going to survive. It's not going to thrive. It's not going to be able to heal, take care of itself, repair itself.
Okay.
And it's dying tissue. Now, here's the thing. When the tissue begins to break down, when it begins to die, it will then form conditions. Well, what are conditions? Conditions are the bulging, the herniation, et cetera, that we were referring to before. As you start to form that bulge, it'll squeeze into the space that belongs to the nerve. That's what we call stenosis.
Okay.
Now, we've all heard that term, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, remember, those tissues are not supposed to touch one another, right?
Right.
So the disc tissue is now in the space touching the nerve. That's what causes the pain. So if you have a disc that squeezes out in your lower back mm-hmm. and touches the nerve, you can not only have pain right there in the low back, but the pain can travel wherever the nerve goes. So if you touch a nerve to your buttocks, for example, you can have pain down into your buttocks.
Okay.
Or into your groin. Or if you touch a nerve that goes to your knee, you can have knee pain, or it can follow the nerves all the way down to your feet and toes. If you have one in your neck, disc squeezes in there, that bulge touches a nerve in your neck,
mm-hmm.
you can not only get neck pain, but it could go up into your head and cause headaches.
Okay.
Down across your shoulders and cause pain there.
Right.
Or it can cause pain down in between your shoulder blades, or okay. it can follow the nerves all the way down your arms and to your hands and fingers.
Oh, wow.
So that's what's happening is you've traumatized the joint. And here's the thing, and this is important for everybody who's listening. From the time of your trauma until we see what we see on the MRI can take years. It's a long, slow process of degeneration. But once the disc gets bad enough and that condition is formed and it gets out there and it touches the nerve,
okay,
that's where everything happens. Now, you could take anti-inflammatories. You can take painkillers, you can get shots, you can try different therapies, but if you don't fix that mechanism, if you don't get the circulation back into the disc, it's going to keep dying. So you might get some temporary relief, but you're not going to turn the situation around.
So the bulging will get worse.
It will get worse. Yes, even if you have a surgery, you know, that first surgery, they're going to go in and they're going to cut that bulge or protrusion out of there so it's no longer in the space touching the nerve. So you do get some relief. But because you didn't fix the problem and you didn't stop, you didn't, in other words, restore the circulation to the disc,
mm-hmm.
it's going to bulge again. So that's why you hear people have one surgery, then another,
right.
and then another. Yes.
Wow. Well, we're going to be talking with a couple of people who have been through this process where they had the traumatic incident, whatever it may have been in the mm-hmm. past, and then the damage to the discs, to that joint, the immobilization that you talked about,
mm-hmm.
and then the deteriorating of that joint, and then the bulging into the nerve, whether it be their back or their neck, and have tried countless different things to find relief, and then ultimately came to you, and then we'll get to hear what they have to say. Tom will be joining us coming up after news headlines at the bottom of the hour. Alec will be joining us next. If you want to find out more about this, we encourage you to do two things. One, go to the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com, and you can make a phone call, 412-906-9600. It's risk-free. There's no cost. There's no obligation whatsoever, where you can begin the process of a free evaluation to determine whether or not you are a good candidate for Dr. Rafferty and his treatment program, intradisc neutrosis. A 98% success rate is what he's had based upon two different third-party research studies. And he'll give you the confidence of knowing that if he's able to take you on as a patient, that he'll be able to give you results that are much like Alec and Tom that we'll be talking to in just a bit. You're listening to Pittsburgh Works, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh, Dr. Richard Rafferty. I'm Mangino, back with more in a moment on KDK Radio. I'm Mangino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Intradisc neutrosis, the website is PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. And, Doc, for anyone who is interested, what can they expect to find at the website?
Well, if you go on the website, the first thing you want to do is scroll down about halfway down the page, and there's a video. It's less than 10 minutes, but it's all about, it's called Regenerative Biology. And it talks about that mechanism and that I was referring to that's designed to bring circulation to the disc to take care of the disc and allow the disc to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to learn a little bit more about that, and the failure of that mechanism is actually what the problem is. Like we said, it happens due to injury or trauma to the spinal joint. So that's a good spot. We also have a lot of testimonies on there, some different articles that you'll find interesting, and we also have some old radio shows which are always fun. But there's a lot on there, a lot of good information.
Okay, good stuff. Now, we gave out the phone number a moment ago, 412-906-9600. calling that number begins the process of determining whether or not they're a good candidate and whether or not you're willing to work with them, and they want you to work. They want to work with you as well. With that phone call, talk about the complimentary MRI evaluation that you go through with them.
Yeah, that's it's important to me that patients feel comfortable being able to call and find out if we can help them, because unfortunately we can't help everyone. So we've set it up so that the first two trips to our office, the first two visits, are no charge, so that we can do that evaluation. And so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to look over all the information that we can gather, including the MRI, and determine if you're a good candidate for our process, introduced neutrosis, for our treatment. And that way you can feel comfortable moving forward, knowing that you're a good candidate and that we can expect the same results with you that we've had with thousands of patients before you. And unfortunately, if we can't help you, a lot of times we'll try to give you some suggestions or that sort of thing. And it's always disappointing when we can't, because we know that the patients will be disappointed to get that phone call that we can't help. But that's one of the reasons why we don't charge for the first two visits, so that we can make patients comfortable and be able to find out, you know.
Right. Dr. Richard Rafferty joining us at Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. The website pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. You were talking in the first segment about what is happening inside the disc and inside somebody's back, whether it's the back or the neck even, and what the standard of care is, which is about taking away just the pain, managing the pain and not fixing the problem. Can you talk a little bit about how it is that you're able to help the back heal itself? Not necessarily heal it, but really put it in a position where it can become healthy once again.
Yeah, we mentioned that the trauma to the joint disrupts that physiology, the ability to get circulation into the disc. And with the medical equipment that we have, it's safe and gentle. And basically what we're doing with our program is we're rehabilitating the joint back mm-hmm. to its normal function, so that you can naturally deliver the circulation to the disc again, so that it can get what it needs to self-repair.
Okay.
So according to the research, the disc can heal. It's designed to self-repair and take care of itself. But when you lose that mechanism to deliver circulation, it's going to break down, and it's no longer going to take care of itself. So basically what our whole program is about is getting that joint rehabilitated so that the normal function comes back and natural circulation can be delivered ongoing to the disc the way it was designed to before it was traumatized.
And then once you get that to its point to where it's able to regenerate again, do people need to keep on seeing you, or do you get to where the back, the neck is able to, once it gets down that road, begin to continue to heal long after treatments are over?
Yeah, and that's the best part is, remember, this is your physiology, but it was lost due to trauma. So when you rehabilitate the joint and you get that physiology back, yes, mm-hmm. the good news is you don't need our program anymore. So you have your physiology back, so your mechanism that was designed to take care of the disc for self-repair and for healing is back on the job. So you can just go about your life and take care of your discs again.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the key.
Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is with us. People go through all types of different treatment options, and then they get to that final one, it seems, which is surgery. And you mentioned earlier about how surgery is what people get to, and then even that is really temporary at best. But there are a lot of risks that are associated with those surgeries too.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, a lot of times when you get to that point and you've exhausted everything else, you know, even the surgeons, a lot of times they want you to try other things, you know, mm-hmm. maybe shots or pain management or something. But when you finally get to the point, a lot of times patients think, oh, I can't take it anymore. This is going to get it over with. This will get it over with for me. What they don't realize is, yes, there's a lot of risks. There could be a lot of different complications.
Mm-hmm.
But most importantly, it's not going to fix the problem. So you're going to maybe get some temporary relief, just like the other things you've tried. But you're going to be right back where you were down the road because the disc is going to continue to die. Whatever they cut off or whatever, those bulges, protrusions, it's going to protrude again.
Right.
It's going to be right back out there, maybe even worse. And so now what do you do? Well, I mean, you could go from the microdiscectomy then to a fusion where they're going to have to take away what's left of the disc, maybe put in a spacer, and then they have to lock it down because now it's really unstable. So they have to lock it down with pins and plates and screws and wow. to stabilize that joint.
We were talking also about that evaluation that you give, a free evaluation of an MRI when people call 412-906-9600, and you determine whether or not you can help them in the first place, because some people are so far along that you're not able to. Surgeries, some of them can make that as a possibility as well. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that. Speak to Tom about his experiences with you and a whole lot more. Once again, Dr. Richard Rafferty is joining us at the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number is 412-906-9600. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. Back with more on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. Thank you very much for tuning in to KDKA Radio. Quick reminder, Agora Cyber Charter School is offering virtual open houses for the 2021-2022 school year. Once enrolled, students receive a computer, printer, and all materials needed for their Agora education. Register for an open house right now at agora.org. With us, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Their phone number is 412-906-9600. The website is pittsburghdiscinstitute.com. If you are suffering from severe neck or low back pain that goes down your arms, goes down your legs, you're dealing with sciatica, you've been diagnosed with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc or stenosis, then this hour is clearly for you, and you want to avoid spinal surgery. That's the big one as well. You may have tried so many other things, but you really don't want to go under the knife. Then a complimentary MRI evaluation. There's no cost for the evaluation to determine whether or not you would be a good candidate for the program. If you want to finally fix the problem and not just continue to mask the pain, then please call the number 412-906-9600. Visit the website, pittsburghdiscinstitute.com, and listen to this testimonial right now. Doc, we are joined by Tom, who is on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Tom, welcome. Good to have you on this evening.
Yes, sir. How are you, Mr. Mangino?
How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
Thank you very much for making thank you very much. Doc's with us, too.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, Dr. Rafferty. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, help us out. What was life like for you prior to discovering Dr. Rafferty and the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh?
Yes, sir. Basically, I had blown out L5-S1 and herniated several other discs in 4 and 3 area L-lumbar. And basically, was suffering from severe pain down my leg. And cramping in my backside and down to my feet and toes. And basically, I couldn't even put socks on in a sitting position. It was basically painful, probably from walking or doing anything, the outdoor activities I like to do. And so those were the symptoms I had prior to going to Dr. Rafferty's Disc Institute.
For how long?
Basically, that was going on for several months. And I was really fearful. I didn't want to have surgery. People that I know have had surgery in the past have mm-hmm. never really given me any comfort from their experiences and things as such. So I heard about the Disc Institute, and I gave them a call, and they basically had me come up for some kind of a review to where I could get orientated with the program. And
okay.
I'm walking. I'm doing everything I want now. Everything, even outdoors.
Nice. What did you try before you found Dr. Rafferty?
Ibuprofen. And basically, ibuprofen, Aleve, things as such.
Right.
I tried different types of stretches and just icing. Nothing was really helping. I mean, when I'm in that situation, there's really not much I could do other than having a neurosurgeon look at it, which I didn't want to have happen.
No, I understand. Tom, do you have any idea what happened to cause the disc issues in the first place?
Yeah, basically lifting improperly.
Okay. That happens to all of us. All of us do that. I mean, we lift improperly, and some of us go through what you've gone through. Some of us have the fortune of not experiencing that, and more than likely the word yet should probably be included with that because it's very possible that we could all be there. Tom, so how did these disc issues affect your daily life? You talked about not being able to put on a pair of socks. What else as far as engagements with loved ones and friends and family and work?
Oh, yes. Work was always painful just to go through the day. Worked at the airport, Greater Pittsburgh Airport, so that was always painful, just trying to make it through. So I was worn out by the time I got home, and painkillers only did so much. It was just always a continued struggle. There was no more lifting, no more walking or anything outdoors. Picking up grandkids, forget that.
Oh,
that wasn't going to happen.
No.
So, I was very limited.
Yeah, the pain just takes away your joy, doesn't it, Tom?
It's a life-changing thing to where you're just limited to what you can do.
Right. So you call 412-906-9600. Take us through what happened after that initial call.
Well, basically, I made the phone call, and the people at the Disc Institute, extremely open arms, and just says, yeah, sure, come on up. We'll do an interview, and that's what we did, and it looked very promising. And then so, I did the commitment. I made the commitment and initiated the process, the program. And in due time, I started finding out that I was able to do things that I forgot I could do. And
nice.
I was able to just bend over without pain and suffering. And so right now, I'm a sportsman, and I enjoy the outdoors again. And I'm able to do things with the grandkids and just life in general with my spouse.
That's beautiful. Tom, so many people who have called us and we've talked to in the past have said they went to Dr. Rafferty with a degree of skepticism. They just weren't sure. They were concerned maybe this is too good to be true after all that they've tried otherwise. When you sat down and you had your opportunity to hear Dr. Rafferty, was there anything in particular that stands out in your mind that fully persuaded you that this is what you needed to do, or this was going to be the answer to your problems?
If not only the explanations of the way the program is and how it does stimulate the body to where it will heal itself. We are fearfully, wonderfully made. I do know that.
There you go.
The body's always trying to heal itself. It needs help in doing the process. And through the Disc Institute giving me that opportunity for the body to recover, it sounded too good to be true, yes, but other than going under the knife under surgery, I said, yeah, let's do this. I have nothing to lose, and boy, did I have all to gain.
Right.
I was very blessed by it. I would encourage anybody who's trying to get their life back.
Well, Doc, the very first thing he said he was able to do once he started seeing you was bend over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just interesting as we talk to individuals. The first thing they talk about that they were able to do, what stands out, and just the idea of being able to bend over and put on your socks, take off your socks, and just do the basic things in life and do them without pain, Doc.
You know, that's the biggest thing is you start giving up things and, oh, I just can't do that any longer. And pretty soon you just get used to your life being so much different. And range of motion and that sort of thing decreases. Certain movements are painful. But eventually, when it starts to come back, you wonder, you're in a situation where you kind of gave it up and you figure there's no hope. But when it starts to come back, it's exciting. And I always tell patients, my staff and I, we get as excited as the patient does because we just love it. You know, it's just really rewarding to see patients get their quality of life back.
Tom, how great was it? Because everybody's going for, I want to get rid of this pain. And doctor, that's important to everyone who comes to see
sure,
you.
Sure.
But you want to do, you want to get rid of the pain by making the discs healthy once again. Tom, what was that like for you when you first noticed the pain is going away?
Well, it was extremely encouraging. I was optimistic at first, not knowing, you know, for sure, but as I saw things start to change slowly to where I was more flexible, I moved. Now, I'm pushing close to 70, so I didn't think there was much hope for me at that point, but basically the body didn't heal itself through that process, and I was able to start finding myself doing things and gardening. I was able to do, you name it, I could get back into life.
Nice.
So getting back into life was extremely important for me. He did talk about his staff. I would highly recommend, they're great. They're very caring, loving, and very helpful in all areas. And he's got a great staff. And,
thank you, Tom.
Great personalities.
Tom, before we let you go,
accolades to all of them.
Before we let you go, I want to give you 30 seconds here. There are a lot of people who are listening right now that are dealing with issues much like your own. Speak to them for a moment about what you think they ought to be doing next after this show's over.
I know you've probably taken the Aleve, the ibuprofen, the painkillers. You've seen the neurosurgeons. Every option you have available to you, but until you go to the Disc Institute, you think all is lost. No matter what age you are, young or old, and I'm old, and my daughter went through this, and she's young from the skiing accident, and she's 2 years into feeling better in life again. I would highly recommend do not shortchange yourself from the option of going to at least listen.
Mm.
Make the phone call and at least listen. Then you have the option of making a logical decision, yes or no.
There you go.
But without doing that, then you've already lost, is what I would say. Go for it.
Tom, we appreciate the conversation tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, Tom.
My pleasure, because it's true.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. All right, we'll come back with more with Dr. Rafferty in a moment. Here's the phone number for you to make that call if you're dealing with a bulging, herniated, or degenerative disc and you have that pain. 412-906-9600. Doctor, I understand we have a surprise guest on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Craig, welcome. Good to have you on.
Hey, good to be here.
Thank you very much for making time. I understand you were in the program 8 years ago with Dr. Rafferty?
Yes, sir, I was.
What's life been like since then?
I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to walk now, that's for certain.
I bet it is. And not only for you, but my understanding is that you have a son that saw Dr. Rafferty, went through the treatment program, and is a pole vaulter?
Yes, sir, he is. He went to Freedom High School, and now he's currently at California University of Pennsylvania and doing the same thing there.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it that convinced you to go see Dr. Rafferty? Because I know after 8 years out, you doing this, your son doing this, you are sold on it. But for those who are wondering, should I really make the phone call? Is it worth doing? What was it that convinced you?
Well, to be honest with you, I was losing operation of my left leg. My sciatic was actually starting to die off, I believe. I had a pinched nerve in my back, and it was actually it was slowly shutting off my leg.
Oh.
And that's when it was either do that or do surgery. And I sure did not want to do surgery.
And 8 years later, you are full functioning, no more pain, no more disruption to life?
Absolutely. It got my life back, and I was able to help coach my son's baseball and basketball team and continue on with life.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show tonight.
Thank you, Craig.
Absolutely.
All right.
You're welcome, sir.
Have yourself a good night. My goodness, 8 years out, a son that is pole vaulting. What are you doing up there?
Well, again, we're fixing the problem. And when you fix the problem, you get the physiology back, meaning that you get the mechanism that delivers the circulation to the disc, allows the disc to heal and repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
When you fix that, the body takes over and does the rest.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Here's the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com, because you want more information. And here's the phone number. Please make the call. There's no cost. There's no obligation for the free evaluation of your MRI. And what's really great, too, is before you make any hard commitment, come up with as many questions as you have. Every one of them gets answered to your satisfaction. Here's the phone number to call. It's 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Back with final thoughts in a moment on KDK Radio. Doc, 30 seconds, final thoughts on tonight's show.
Well, Mangino, the biggest thing is you have, like we said before, give us a call. If you're tired of the pain treatments and just being frustrated, disappointed, give us a call and find out if you're a good candidate. And there's a great chance that if you're a good candidate, we could turn your situation around once and for all.
And not only a good chance, a 98% chance
yes.
that you're going to turn
yes.
things around.
Yes.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, once again, of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. They are the only ones that have intradisc neutrosis. You have to find out more. Go to the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. The phone number, 412-906-9600. Doc, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mangino.
All right, stay right there.